What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I just saw this bizarre commercial on TV, and I don't know why it struck me as weird. Apparently, Amazon has a new business they've started up called PillPack. And the way it works is that you basically send them all of your prescriptions, and they will send you back a box where each day's pills are in a little cellophane envelope. So you just tear it open, you swallow your pills, and you're done. And I think the reason that bothers me is this idea that Americans, and people around the world, in fact, are just on so many prescription medications. It's weird. It's weird here. Okay, getting on back to the Middle East. Israeli Minister for Regional Cooperation, Tzaki Hanegbi, actually came out yesterday boasting that Israel is the only country in the world that is killing Iranians. And he was doing a radio interview, and Hanegbi, who's also a member of the State Security Cabinet, said, "For 2 years now, Israel has been the only country in the world killing Iranians. We've hit the Iranians hundreds of times in Syria. Sometimes they admit it. Sometimes foreign publications expose it. Sometimes the minister. But everything is a coordinated policy." So he's out there boasting, "Yes, we're killing." Well, so that's part of the wartime mentality here. Okay. We keep hearing all this talk about hate crimes and how there's a hate crime crisis. And apparently there was this one report that came on out that made a big deal about threatening phone calls to synagogues across America. And see, it showed, you know, hate is out of control. There's a lot of anti-Semites out there. As it turned out, all the phone calls came from one individual. Over a six-month period, this kid, who has not been named, made all the calls from his room. And apparently, somebody was paying him in Bitcoin $250,000. Now, the calls were delivered to the victims through spoof telephones in America. Well, if it's just one guy, that's one hate crime. So, little hoax there. Up in Ukraine, the war talk is ramping up there as well. And apparently, they're saying it's try the Croatia scenario. Just shoot the Russians and throw them into the cauldrons. That's the kind of war talk that we're getting out of Kiev. And Kiev politicians are calling on Ukraine to take decisive action and stop talking about how Donbass cannot be taken by force. Boy, the world is just in a crazy place. Over in Hong Kong, China, major demonstrations, tens of thousands of people in an anti-Beijing government rally. And the initial protest started over this now suspended law that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. But it's now evolved to a much wider movement calling for democratic reforms, universal suffrage, and a halt to sliding freedoms in the semi-autonomous territory. And as of the last report that was on Fox News, apparently they're turning violent, these protests. All right, speaking of protests and violence, down in Puerto Rico, they're dealing with mass protests down there. Those started after 900 pages of homophobic and misogynistic text between a dozen influential Puerto Rican politicos were leaked by investigative outlet Centro de Periodismo Investigativo, according to Vice News. And you've got celebrities from the territory like Benicio del Toro and Ricky Martin led the rallies against the government, calling on the president to step down. Now, the president has already announced he will not run for office again, but he's refusing to step down. Unfortunately, things just got a little bit worse because another scandal has broken loose about how, in violation of Puerto Rican law, government contracts worth millions of dollars went to favored companies and cronies, breaking countless rules and regulations. So, what a mess down there. And over in Venezuela, there's been another incident of a U.S. spy plane whining that the jet from the country it's spying on got a little too close. So apparently a Sukhoi 30 fighter from Venezuela, they're describing it as aggressively shadowed an American spy plane over the Caribbean Sea. They're saying the jet was at an unsafe distance, and of course, because the jet came from Russia, it's Russia's fault. Russia's supporting Caracas, therefore it's their fault. And apparently footage of the Russian-made Sukhoi 30 approaching an EP-3 reconnaissance plane was released by the Southern Command on Sunday. They're saying this actually happened back on July 19th, but refused to say how close they were to the Venezuelan border, insisting only that they were in international airspace. All right, we're going to do another shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Talking about the economic news, a lot of people very nervous over what's going on at Deutsche Bank. As you know, they had some major reshuffling a little while ago, laying off a huge number of people. And they've got $1 trillion in assets under their management. And mainly due to self-imposed scandal, the bank is now having to take drastic measures to stay afloat. So, Deutsche Bank is considered too big to fail. But if it does, if it even stumbles, it could trigger another global financial crisis. The big ugly out there is that Deutsche has $49 trillion in exposure to derivatives. $49 trillion. Should have never allowed those things to be unregulated. All right, another story. This one from Investment Watch blog. The market is fundamentally and technically overvalued to an extreme. We have been saying that for a while here. And let's see how the markets did today. So, Mitsa Mitsa. NASDAQ's up a little bit. All righty. Now, investment in the United States by China has plummeted by nearly 90%. And, of course, this is tied up with that ongoing trade war between Beijing and Washington. And, I mean, Trump has said no new tariffs on China, but that's hardly a solution. China's direct investments in the U.S. have plummeted by almost 90% since Trump was elected president, according to statistics by the economic research group Rhodium Group. So, China's keeping their money at home. It turns out, we're talking about the student loan debt here, and for some reason, the debt is affecting women more than men. Women hold most college debt, and this women's group came on out there and said, well, it's sexism. It's plain and simple sexism. That's why these women are in trouble. It may just be that they borrowed more money, or they couldn't find a job to pay it back. It's a mess out there too here. All right, here's a very revealing story. This came out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about Trump's border wall. And after 2 years of fighting with Democrats over border security, the Trump administration has replaced dilapidated barriers, but hasn't built a single mile of border fencing out in the open, unprotected sections. This is according to the Washington Examiner's Anna Giratelli. Not a single mile. Trump, you are a disappointment. What can I tell you? Now, apparently the Trump administration is considering implementing a freeze on the nation's costly and troubled refugee resettlement program, according to sources within the administration. I would be in favor of that. And they're saying a full refugee resettlement pause could serve to re-energize the immigration patriots that serves as the core supporters of Donald Trump's historic 2016 presidential campaign. Well, here's the issue. We already have a lot of refugees in this country that are already requiring financial support. So a freeze is a good idea, no question about that. But we still got to be serious about sending the refugees that do not qualify for asylum back home. So now you're hearing about the refugee program being shut down. And at some point, somebody's going to succeed in stopping the infiltration along the border. May have to be a state government, a state's governments, rather than Trump here. But apparently, thousands of people are now stranded in Mexico with nowhere to go. They've run out of money. They've run out of food. They're stuck there. You know, they listen to the globalists about how wonderful it was going to be getting to America, and they've come up really short here. Now, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, turned to Democrats during a Thursday House Oversight Committee hearing, reminding the Selective Outrage Brigade, I love that name, that not one single so-called cage has been constructed by the Trump administration. All of those cages that are down there that are being condemned as concentration camps were built under President Obama's administration, and nobody complained back then. Nobody complained. They didn't say it was cruel or inhuman. They just flip-flop on all this stuff. And as you know, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is fighting tooth and nail to keep Republicans and Donald Trump from doing anything to solve the border crisis. However, a videotape from 2008 surfaced showing that Pelosi once supported the principles she suddenly now opposes. And she came on out and said, do we have a commitment to secure the border? Yes. What are the options that we have available to us? Let's make sure they work. Because while we need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly don't want any more coming in. That was before she realized that they could vote Democratic. Over in Rotherham, Great Britain, or actually the United Kingdom, and there are three brothers who were arrested for raping children in Rotherham, quite a few of them apparently. They have been given £500,000 in legal aid funding to go to trial with. The victims of the rapes, nothing, nada. And so these three brothers are Arshad, Basharat, and Banaras Hussein, known as Madash, Bash, and Bono, pled poverty when they were being arraigned. But they run a gas station, takeaways, and an egg farm that supplies supermarkets. So these guys have got money, and still they're being given £500,000. Over in Venice, Italy, a 70-year-old priest was attacked and threatened by a group of young migrants who became physically aggressive toward him after he confronted them about their bad behavior. Don Roberto Trevisol, the parish priest of San Giorgio Maggiore di Chiaranogo, say that three times fast, outlined his experience in a church newsletter where he recounts how the migrant youths had constantly vandalized areas in and around the church. So how's that open borders multicultural thing working out for you? You know, George Soros has just messed up this planet really bad. Apparently up in Germany, there's a surge in violence against public officials over the fury over the migrant problem. And the mayor of Hockenheim, a city in southwest Germany, was hospitalized after an unknown assailant punched him. Amid a sharp rise in threats to the political elite, one politician has already died, and reports are that such attacks are becoming more common. Apparently, Dieter Gummer, a member of the notoriously pro-migrant left-wing Social Democratic Party, answered his door on Monday night to find an unfamiliar face outside. The visitor heavily punched the 67-year-old politician in the face, according to police in nearby Ludwigshafen. That's getting ugly. That is getting ugly. Okay, let's... Oh, we have a caller on the line. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Oh, you just mentioned George Soros is to blame for all this. No, he's not.
Well, he's financing a lot of it, but he's got a lot of other people who think a one planet, you know, one central bank, one slab of cement is a good idea.
Well, anyone that goes along with the war agenda, especially after 2001, is to blame for what's going on right now. Anyone that supports the war agenda, period, going into other people's countries and mucking about, is to blame. You're not one of them, because I know that you posted just the other day something about if you want to stop terrorism, just stop screwing around with other people's countries.
Yeah, that's a coffee mug we sell over in our online store.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's easy to point a finger at one person, but in reality, it's a whole bunch of people. And, you know,
I see
up
your
here
point.
In Canada, there's no exception.
I'm hearing your point.
You know, it's awful. It's actually, Mike, it's actually to the point now where it's disgraceful. It's actually disgraceful what's going on here.
Yes.
Because now laws are being created to protect these fringe groups. I don't mean just immigrants. I just mean like all these little fringe groups that the liberals seem to latch onto to gain more support for their silly nonsense that they're trying to foist on all of us. And I don't appreciate it, and I know a lot of other people don't appreciate it. We have an election coming up here in Canada, a federal election in a few months, and I'm hoping, you know, like cooler heads prevail and this nonsense comes to an end. But I have a bad feeling that what's going to happen up here is the same thing that's going on down in your country, where the left are just going to cry and start doing really stupid things.
Yeah, and you got to check those election machines, those voting machines. That's a big.
Well,
that's one of the areas in which I'm most disappointed in Donald Trump.
Yeah, like in Canada, you're supposed to show ID when you vote. And last time I voted, which was provincially, no one asked me for ID. And I looked at the ladies and I said, "You're not going to ask me for ID? You're supposed to ask me for ID." And they just smiled at me. I said, yeah, see, this is how everything gets skewed, because people that
okay,
don't live
Al,
in this country...
Al, yes. I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I just got an email. I'm inclined to agree with Al from Canada. While Soros is at the top of the cesspool, there are too many people willing to do his bidding for a price, and far too many who consider themselves ideologues who agree with the ideas of globalization. Too many social justice warriors. I tend to agree with the saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So,
yeah.
Al?
Yeah, that's basically how it works, I suppose, you know. I mean, I'd love to have a one-world government. It would solve a lot of problems. But we're way too immature for that sort of thing. There's too much greed. We have a monetary system based upon deception. I mean, everything is based upon lies and deception. It's all built on a bunch of BS. All of it. I mean, it goes, Mike, are you familiar with Zeitgeist, you know, the original movie in, I think, 2006 or something? You know, the first 25 minutes of that movie, I mean, that points the finger right at everything. Everything is built upon just a big lie. And no one really wants to come out and say, hey, this is why we have all these problems. You can't build, you know, like any kind of substantial structure on a very weak foundation. It just doesn't hold up. So that's where we are. Until that changes,
well,
nothing's going to change.
I've been saying for a long time, Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. I really don't like the idea of a single global government. I don't think it would solve a lot of problems. In fact, I think for ordinary people, the problems would get much, much worse. I mean, when you look at the behavior of politicians just trying to become a senator or president, it's only going to get worse if there's a single throne of planet Earth. And what happens where inevitably we get a new Stalin or Hitler who gets that throne? There's nothing to basically counter that.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. We're just too immature. As a species, we are too immature. I mean, it's maybe in 1,000 years, who knows? Assuming we don't blow each other up, which could very well happen in the very near future if these idiots playing these stupid little games over in the Middle East don't stop. It's insanity.
It is.
You know what, Mike? Here's the craziest thing. People will protest, you know, about a little 0.001% of the population not being treated fairly. But when we're on the cusp of a war that could possibly end all human life as we know it on this planet, no one does anything. Now you tell me how that is not effed right up.
Well, if you look at corporate media, the only reporting they're doing on the war is that Russia's bad and Iran's bad. And
of course,
they're not reporting on the potential implications if we actually get down to it. I think a lot of Americans are very much in denial. They know the wars are really bad, but they just cannot conceive that it would actually get out of control and that there might be nuclear weapons used. War always comes as a surprise to people. Certainly did here in Hawaii back in 1941.
Or so it was made to seem that way.
That's true. I mean, Roosevelt was definitely pulling a hoax on all of us.
That Rear Admiral, I can't remember his name. There's a video on YouTube on him, you know, in front of the congressional hearing. If I had the information that Washington had, this never would have happened, basically what he said. But it's just, you know, what's going on right now, I think this Epstein thing, it's not being covered by the mainstream media. Daily Mail is covering it ferociously.
Yes.
But, you know, it gets clicks, right? It gets those clicks. And the other, you know, obviously the mainstream media, they have other sources of income, i.e. the rich folk that actually run the place. So they're not going under. They don't really care. They'll just report what their masters tell them to report. Like I said, it's all built on lies. Russia used to be friends with the United States. They were, you know, Russia was going to come to the United States aid during the Civil War.
Yes.
Sorry, not Civil War. I'm sorry. The War of Independence. So,
actually, Russia did come to our aid during the Civil War.
Well, there you go. So, you know.
Yeah, we were all buddy
anyway,
buddy until the Soviet Union.
Well, they use you, you use them, like not you personally, but, you know, the governments that run these places. And I'm almost at the point where now where I either think it's all going to come to an end or it's just all theater. It's like a big risk game.
Yeah.
You know, we're all a little
pawns. All right, well, listen, Al, we're going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Rick in California. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, we lost him. All right, well, gosh, he was just there. Oh, gosh darn. All right. Over at the Boeing company, they're having some real problems, and there's this article out of Rumor Mill News written by Jim Stone that is really laying it out and saying that Boeing is either going to get woke or die. I guess get woke is the new euphemism for wake up. And the article basically talks about, we had a caller, I think it was a week ago, saying the same thing. It was the firing of the white male engineers and the hiring of the cheap foreign social justice worker labor. That's what doomed the 737 MAX. This could potentially kill Boeing. At the very least, it's going to maim it well into the future. And if the problems with the plane could be fixed, they would all be flying by now. It's been, what, a month? If they're not flying by now, it's entirely reasonable to say they never will fly. They're going to have to be scrapped and replaced. So, start looking for Airbus, I guess, here. All right, story out of uns.com here. The Boston Globe published an article inadvertently admitting that gun violence in America is exclusively a black and brown problem. White people very rarely are getting into gunfights, that it is confined within these communities, if you will. And of course, that's going to be fodder for the gun rights people to say, well, if it's the black and brown people doing it, why are you punishing the white people by taking the guns away? So, apparently, young black and brown people shoot each other disproportionately. That's where the urban violence is coming from. All right, speaking of guns here, apparently there is a major problem with suicides in the military. Whatever it is the military is doing to those recruits, it puts them under a tremendous amount of stress. There were 309 suicides among active duty troops in 2017, and firearms played a role in 202 of them. So now the military is considering a plan where the soldiers will not have access to their weapons unless they're out training or fighting. That the rest of the time, when they're not on duty, that the guns will have to be controlled somehow. That's pretty bad, because you'd figure if there's somebody who knows how to handle a weapon safely and correctly, it's going to be a soldier or sailor. Anyway, what can I tell you? My upcoming move to Indiana, there's a lot of positives, a lot of negatives. And like I said, this last weekend's yard sale really was an epic fail. So now I got to start giving stuff away here. But my timing really kind of sucks, because Hawaii just decriminalized marijuana possession. So, darn, 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 darn. Now, Indiana has a very pro-Second Amendment attitude, and fireworks are legal year-round. And I love fireworks, I really do. When we first moved here to Hawaii, you were allowed to have fireworks on 3 days. 4th of July, New Year's, and Chinese New Year's. And then the whiners got going about, how the smoke is going to be harmful to the medically frail and fragile. And so for a while, you could still buy firecrackers if you bought a city permit first. And the permits cost more than the firecrackers, so they don't even do that anymore. Basically, you've seen party poppers, right, with a little string that dangles out the bottom. That's all we're allowed to have. That's all they trust us with. Anyway. Apparently on Friday, the House of Representatives voted 236 to 173 in favor of the Equality Act, which would require schools to include male athletes who identify as transgender girls on female sports teams. They're trying to make it a national law. This is the most insane thing I have ever seen. What is going through the heads of the Democratic Party? Anyway, the bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to make sexual orientation and gender identity protected characteristics under federal anti-discrimination law. It's just insane here. Alrighty. Apparently up in the city of Berkeley, which is a hotbed of radical liberalism, they have just passed a law to ban natural gas from new homes and businesses, including restaurants that use natural gas for stoves. Now, the environmentalists are out there saying it's a major victory. And what are you going to replace it with? I mean, supposedly 50 other cities in California are considering the same thing. No more natural gas. So what are we going to cook the food with, huh? Anyway, up in Oregon, students can now take mental health days away from school, just like sick days for physical ailments. Apparently, this was an idea of the students. They say it's not coddling. But apparently, if they get triggered or something, they get to stay home another day. Anyway, apparently allowing mental health days is meant to change the stigma around mental health in a state that has some of the highest suicide rates in the country. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. I can only talk a minute, but I just want to bring up a little fact. It's Ignacio Cortez, whatever, Alexandria, whatever. I got an idea for her. Why doesn't she run for the governor of Puerto Rico? She can move down to Puerto Rico and run for the governor because the guy's going to abdicate, I guess, soon. But
yes.
I think she'd be a great governor of Puerto Rico. And the squid, the squad, whatever you call them, these people are you know, they actually are, you know, they're being un-American what they're doing. And this thing that they, you know, they always say the people of color. Well, that's racist in itself too, Michael. Think about that. That is a racist statement, the people of color. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? That's a real racial statement. Now, getting back to, you're talking about the murder rate. I saw in the paper the other day, Chicago over the weekend had 9 murdered.
Yeah.
Last weekend, 58 shot. And the weekend before, my nephew told me it was 11 murdered and 63 shot. I mean, who is the mayor of Chicago anyway? I forgot. What is it on? Man or woman?
Yeah, it's a guy. It used to be Rahm Emanuel, but they've got a new one up there. And
is it a man or a woman?
I have to be honest, I'm not aware.
I believe, I don't know if it's a woman or, I don't know, it's like this guy Buttigieg just running for president. It's just mind-blowing. We're running these cities.
And,
I wonder,
and
the
know,
Democrats
it's really interesting.
Are running.
Chicago. Chicago's a Democratic stronghold. They have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, and yet they've got this sky-high murder rate.
The National Guard should be brought in there, Michael, and you know that. They should actually have curfew and bring the National Guard in there and let them confiscate whatever they have to do to get this resolved. But, you know, getting back to Cortez and all these cronies in the Democrat Party, what do these people, you know, talking about wanting to get rid of DHS? Why don't you move to Puerto Rico and see, you know, what is this woman on drugs or something? How did she get elected in the first place? Because she's a pretty little Puerto Rican or whatever she is? I mean, I don't get it. I'm really perplexed with this case. It seems like a dumb dingbat, a dumbbell. And she's got a position like that. And the other one, and all these other ones they coming in here, the one from Somalia. It's unbelievable. And people elect them because they want their representation. Well, you know what?
Or they were elected
through
election fraud.
People are not coming here complimenting us. Michael, you know, you had a caller the other day about agriculture, and that guy Art was wonderful. But you had another guy, 2 callers before him, and I won't forget that guy. Well, we should have. No, do you know I found out, Michael, in the agriculture industry, there's only 1.7 million total men and women who work in the agriculture industry in the United States. So what about the 27 million that are here illegally that OAN's talking about every night? Every day on the hour, 24 hours a day, one American news network talks about the immigration, showed a figure, showed the numbers, how much money it's costing the taxpayers. Every hour in the hour, one American news is running that clip about immigration. So if there's 1.7 million in agricultural, Michael, where are the other 25 and 26 million doing?
Collecting welfare.
What are they doing? So let's look at that figure, Michael. Again, we'll say 25, we'll round it off, 25 million illegals from different Central American country, even Africa and everywhere. Well, who's supporting these people? And they talk about the economy's going to belly up. let's get a belly up because you got all these people keep pouring in here trying to take jobs away from Americans. I mean, the skill level, they don't have the language barrier. It's insanity. It's, Michael, nobody's being held for treason. The mayors are telling these people when the ISIS is coming to get them. You don't tell me that's a treasonous act should be held with capital punishment? That's capital punishment, man. They're invading the country in a slow invasion. You have a state's going to go red to blue in the next 10 years for sure.
Yes.
Michael, California was called the land of milk and honey in 1988, 89. It was the land, it was the 15th largest economy in the world. I was there. I saw it all. I saw the transformation of California. They had signs all over, billboards all over. They said California, the land of milk and honey. Imagine that.
Yep.
1989, 90, 92. I used to go see my brother, and it had signs all over Orange County and Costa Mesa and Thousand Oaks. I'd go up there. It had signs all over the roads, the land of milk and honey. You couldn't get a Republican as a dog catcher elected or like Ronald Reagan. Who's getting new? You talk about a massive conspiracy, and who's behind it? And you got this broad in Sweden. What's her name? Barb or something? That schmuck. You got a schmuck woman in there. Well, I forgot her last name. Maybe you can help me with that, Michael. She's promoting the illegal invasion of Europe. They should take that. Interpol should take her like Soros and round them both up and try him for treason and hang them. They should be hung for treason against the humanity of the world. You know what, Michael? There is no countries without borders. There is no country in this world that would be a country if it didn't have borders and its own cultural identity. And these liberal swine get away with all this nonsense. It's got to come to an end. That's all I got to say, Michael. You have a great show.
Before you go here, Chicago's new mayor is Lori Lightfoot. And
that's right.
She's a woman. She's black. She's a lesbian.
Is she an Indian?
Say again?
Not an Indian name. Lightfoot?
Could be.
Stranger in fiction. I mean, what's going on in these cities, Detroit, how it's, you know, Michael, we've already talked. I've talked to you over there, and you're wonderful. You got a great show. Detroit, we won World War II because of Detroit. Look at it. It's in ruination.
Yes.
Trying to come back. I mean, the houses were built where they could withstand a Category 5 tornado. And they're tearing them all down. They called them brick crap houses back in the 60s. Or they made a song, Aretha Franklin. Built like a brick house.
Yeah, I remember.
They were built so wonderful, those houses, back in the 20s. And I mean, that's how powerful those houses could withstand storms, or would be unbelievable. Especially if they had if you had a house in Detroit, you had it in Florida, you could ask whatever price you wanted for a house like that in Florida. They were tearing them down with left and right with bulldozers. But if you would have one of those houses in Florida when the hurricanes come, you could put $1 million price tag on those houses, and people would buy them all day long. Think about that. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse. But Michael, you know, the squad, whatever, to me, they're so anti-American. They're treasonous. I mean, the whole Democratic Party, you got that Joe Lion Biden. Lion Biden, who's, I call him China Joe. He'll give the, if he gets elected, Michael, he'll give the kitchen sink to China. He'll give everything to China. Look, why isn't Mueller investigating his son that stole billions of dollars from China? How come that ain't on the news every second? All they talk about is Trump. Oh, Trump collusion. This Russia collusion is such nonsense. It's beyond belief. It's pitiful. It's squalor what they're doing and trying to do these low-life demon rats. You know, all you hear, you know, listen, look at the guy trying to get the economy straight. Now, yeah, he's maybe, now they're saying he didn't even build a mile of wall. You have a couple of news networks saying, oh, Trump hasn't even built 1 mile of fencing or wall. That's a freaking lie, Michael.
He's replaced a lot of the dilapidated fencing down there. But apparently there's been no new wall construction.
Well, you know, Michael, Donald Trump, I agree with you on a few things. There's some things I don't like his tweeting a lot, but there's some things that Trump does agitate me about. And the biggest thing I told you, I called your show a couple months back, was when he did not tell the federal government, the feds, the FBI, to go arrest that woman mayor in Oakland for dropping a dime to tell the illegals that they were coming. That's when Donald Trump just said, you're arrested, you're going to federal prison until we can resolve this. When you got a mayor acting rogue in this country, not following the laws, federal guideline laws, and she's getting away with telling the illegals that the feds are coming, and nobody, she didn't get even slapped on the wrist, Michael. So I have a beef with Trump on that. I really do. I'm very perturbed with Trump on that.
Trump is a disappointment. What can I tell you?
Him being the commander-in-chief of the Allied Forces, and he's the president of the United States, and he's not allowing the feds to go arrest rogue mayors like that. There's something going on in Washington that's got to be fixed.
Okay, Tom, we're up on another commercial break here.
God bless you, Michael. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, one of the foundations, if you will, of liberalism is this idea that we are totally, our minds are totally blank at birth, tabula rasa, which all came out of that Margaret Mead nonsense. And a lot of this gender identity basically plays into that, saying that you're neither male nor female the moment you're born, that in fact your idea of maleness or femaleness is imposed from outside by the culture. And that is, in theory, a bad thing. But interestingly enough, BBC Two did a documentary called Animals at Play. And basically, it involved some baby baboons, some male and some female, and a room full of toys. And the male baboons opted for the trucks and the airplanes, and the female baboons picked up the dolls. So it does tell us that gender is, in fact, hardwired into us, or at least into the baboons. And there were experiments like that going all the way back to the 70s with human children, where they would put human they would go on in and basically try and encourage the girls to play with the boy toys and to encourage the boys to play with the girl toys. Didn't work. We have a gender that we're born with. Deal with it. Okay, over in Champaign, Illinois, a gentleman named Tom Lord basically woke up to find that a window on his truck had been smashed in and the word Antifa scrawled across the back with red spray paint. Now, Tom Lord is a Trump supporter, and Trump supporters are getting attacked. And it's a sign of how our society is starting to fragment. It really is here. Okay, I have long said that computers are good, computers are fun. There are some things that need a computer, like the Apollo spacecraft. And there are some things for which computers are a little bit gratuitous. And apparently Pampers has joined Huggies in selling smart diapers. And Procter & Gamble has announced they'll start selling their diapers in the fall. And unlike the Huggies line, the Procter & Gamble Pampers will only track pee. But they will also track the baby's sleep pattern. Okay, we'll talk about this more when we come back from station identification.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.